Now, there were so many Sharia before Islam. The Sharia before Islam does not apply to us. Even Sharia of Ibrahim alayhi salam may not apply to us. Sharia of Musa alayhi salam may not apply to us. Sharia of Isa alayhi salam may not apply to us. If their Sharia is within the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, it applies to us. If it is, because Yaqub alayhi salam made for himself something that Allah did not prescribe, he said, it's your business. He made tahrim for himself and he said, it's your business. So it's not applying to us. Our Sharia comes from whatever is being prescribed on us from the Quran. Now, the Sharia, we get the Sharia from sources. See at the very end. Do we have a sheet of paper which says sources of Sharia? The very last. From where we get the Sharia? Hurry up. Open the sheet, huh? Sources of Sharia. Our Sharia is Muslims now. Do we get it from kings? From political leaders? From Democrat? From Republican? Do we get Sharia from who? From all those names that you mentioned to us? No. Our Sharia, we get it from who? Read it. Read here. How many? I have how many? 10 sources. 10 sources. Are you seeing the 10 sources? Sources of Sharia? Yes or no? Anybody is having difficulty? No. Number one is what? Quran. We get our from Quran, we get our Aqidah. What is Aqidah? Hariwa. Yes, Aqidah. What is Aqidah? Yes. Faith. More than faith. What is more Aqidah? Hurry up. Raise your voice. Don't hide your voice. Yes. Pride? No. Aqidah. Mateen. Basic beliefs and creed. Belief including the creed. Aqidah. And then ibadat. What is ibadat? Yes. Worship. What is what is it worship? Such as? Yeah. Yeah. Means salat, siyam, zakat, hajj, and manners, behavior. And then akhlaq. What is akhlaq? Manners and behavior, ethics, morality, all of these. What? Transaction. What is transaction? Hurry up. Transactions. Yes. Boys and girls, hurry up. Why the girls are shy today? Beat the boys. I know you are smarter than the boys. Hurry up. Yes. Transaction. What is transaction? Business. God bless you. Yes. All types of business, all type of government, all types of rules and regulation of a country is transaction. Now, therefore, we get all these from Quran. Number two, we get it from where? From the Sunnah. Means the Hadith plus all the behavior, the attitude, the custom of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said and what he did not even say, but he accepted it. Number three is Ijma. What is Ijma? Ijma. Unanimity. Read. What does it mean, unanimity? It means whatever the ulama and the sahaba in those days have agreed, no dispute among themselves. Whatever Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Hassan Hussein and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and whatnot, and all those early Muslims have agreed, if they have agreed on an issue, we do not say because they are not the Prophet, we don't listen to them, we listen to them because they have agreed among themselves. All the ulama in the past history of Islam, they agreed. Number four is Qiyas. What is Qiyas? Analogy. What is analogy? Yalla, hurry up. Analogy, yes. What is it? Hurry up. What? Raise your voice, I don't. Using what? Figurative? Like? Figurative language. Analogy. Still more. Yes. Compare like things. Much more. Yes. You are coming closer. Yalla. Qiyas. Something which is not in the Quran. Is there in the Quran that smoking is haram? Cigarette. I hope none of you smoke, Even the fathers and the mothers, no one. Where in the Quran, if I tell you smoking is haram, hey, listen. You have to be very technical, all of you, young or old. When somebody tells you smoking is haram, say, where is your dalil in the Quran and the Hadith? Does Allah say that smoking is haram as such clear? God bless you, Tariq. You are Tariq? God bless. See what Tariq got? Qiyas. He made analogy. Islam dictates upon us whatever is bad for your health should be made what? Haram. Did we know through the Surgeon General of America that smoking is bad for our health? It will bring cancer of the lungs. And therefore, because it is harmful to the health, therefore smoking should be made haram. And the legislation have the power to say that smoking is haram. If the legislation did not do it, you should do it, I should do it, everybody should do it, and you'll be a legislator in the line of qiyas of Quran. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Mus'ab ibn Umair to Yemen, he told him, how you are going to deliver the message of Allah in that part of the world? He said, in the Quran. He said, if you don't find in the Quran, what do you do? He said, in the hadith. He said, if you don't find in the hadith, what do you do? He said, I make qiyas. Ijtihad with qiyas, analogy, to see whatever the Quran hadith, the principle of health should be used in order to make it halal and haram. Now that is qiyas. Did you understand it now, all of you? Number 6, istihsan. What is istihsan? Yes. Yeah. What does it mean? Hurry up. Changing. Yeah, what does it mean, changing? It's written, changing. Yeah, changing decision for better reasons. Huh? Imam Shafi'i was asked in Egypt a fatwa. He gave the answer. He went to Iraq, Baghdad. The same question, he gave different answer. They said, how come you changed your mind? He said, no, I didn't change my mind. Here is different than there. And therefore, istihsan. I found here the better way of life than the other. The climate, the time, the effort, or the energy of the people is different. Therefore, I give different answer to the situation. Like you can see, Salat al-Asr. It was mentioned that Shafi'i says, Salat al-Asr, when your shadow equal your body. Listen, huh? You have to stand up and see your shadow. When your shadow behind you or in front of you equal your body, the starting of Asr starts. That is in Egypt. Imam Abu Hanifa in Iraq and other places, he said the starting point of Asr when your shadow is double your body. Why? Because he was in Iraq. The geography, longitude, latitude was different. The time of the working in Egypt, they work from morning till 2 o'clock and they khalas. While in Iraq, they work all day long. And therefore, they walk longer. And therefore, he said, don't worry, you start Asr at a later time. When you finish at 4 o'clock, your business, you go and make Asr. While the Shafi'i, they finish at 2 o'clock, he said, you go and eat lunch and then you start your Asr and have a nap. So you can see different areas, different longitude, latitude, and sunrise, sunset made the mujtahid to tell his people, think with cause of istihsan. Doesn't mean that if you pray like Shafi'i time is haram, or like Hanafi time, the time I'm talking now is haram. Now we are in America. While you are here in Orlando, you go to Toronto, it's different timing, you see? Now, the maslaha mursala. What is maslaha mursala? Means what? Means new decision for benefit of society. What is new decision for benefit of the society? Suppose today is Ramadan, and we are disputing whether tomorrow is Eid or day after tomorrow. What should we do? We fight. Huh? We fight. And somebody say, we sight the moon, and somebody, no, we wait till Saudi Arabia. No, I'm not Saudi, I'm Egyptian. I want to wait till the Azhar tells me. No, I'm not an Arab. You Arab, you Jarab. Astaghfirullah. You know, sometimes I joke about, but I hope nobody will use it, huh? If you use it, they feel bad about it. Scabie, huh? It's a sickness and disease, no. I usually say it, so non-Arab should not use it, huh? It will be bringing the animosity among ourselves, unfortunately. Now, say I'm Indo-Pakistani, I'm not Arab, I'll wait for the Pakistan, Kashmir or Karachi, whenever they decide when it's Eid or not. So we dispute among. Is this the attitude of Muslims? No. What is the maslaha? Maslaha, mursala, we should find commonalities among ourselves to decide whether tomorrow is Eid or after tomorrow. How can we do? How can we agree? Well, we are disputing. The fuqaha said, For the sake of unity of the Muslim Ummah, we can say, listen to me. I hope Muslims will do like this. Either you want calculation or you want sightseeing, do whatever you want, but let's make united. Suppose tomorrow we are disputing whether tomorrow or after tomorrow. Some of us are going to have Eid tomorrow, and others are going to have the Eid after tomorrow. Is it good? Now, if you are a student at the university or high school, how can you take off from the school and you tell them, wait till midnight? You Florida, you wait for us in California. You don't see it, you are waiting for us. We have 3 hours difference. Your Maghrib is 8 o'clock, our Maghrib 8 o'clock, but our 8 o'clock, it is 11 o'clock your time. So midnight. So you have to wait midnight and then tell your principals and tell your employers, wait till midnight, I'll tell you whether I tomorrow or not. No. Maslaha, it says maslaha mursala, that you can agree among yourself whether tomorrow is Eid or not. Let's all make the Eid day after tomorrow and pray after tomorrow. You make Eid tomorrow by yourself at home and break the fasting. Between you and yourself, break it. Between me and myself, I will not break it. But between you and me, we will maslaha to bring the Muslim unity all together. We are going to make the Eid day after tomorrow. While you break tomorrow, I break after tomorrow, but we pray all together day after tomorrow. Fuqaha said you can delay the Salat al-Eid 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days to bring the Muslims together. Let me repeat it once for all. You young generation, you go and tell your mom and dad about it. That maslaha mursala, for the sake of unity of the Muslim ummah, we have the right, as the fuqaha said, not Ahmad Saqar, not Dr. Marwad. Fuqaha told us long time ago, it's written in their books, we have the right to delay Salat al-Eid 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, with excuse or no excuse, but there is an excuse. Is there an excuse to bring the Muslim together, Tariq? Yes, it is called what? Mateen? It's called what? Maslaha. Means the benefit of the ummah to bring them together. Is it okay now? Did we agree on this? Most of us who migrated from the Muslim world, we love to fight on differences. You tell them, we young generation, we love for unity. When you bring unity, that's the best of all. I hope you take it seriously all together. Tell mom and dad, maslaha, maslaha, maslaha. Memorize this word. Means for the benefit of the Muslim to get together. Let's announce it in advance that we delay it 1 day in order to bring the whole Muslim together. Now, the urf. Urf. Inna Allah ya'muru bil urf. Allah endorses us to accept the urf as long as the urf is not against the teaching of Islam. What is the urf? Customs, habit, traditions. Give me examples in America, urf of America. Raise your voice. I didn't hear you. Raise your voice. I like to hear your voice.
Like Christmas.
Christmas is not urf. It's a pagan... urf, yes. What? Halloween. All these are not urf. These are festivities. Clothing. Shall we dress clothing like this or no? No, it's un-Islamic. So urf, okay. Is it bad? If it is bad, bad. If it is unacceptable, we say it's not urf. What other urf that might be more acceptable? Urf means custom and habit. Food? Food, as long as it is halal. They eat hamburger. There was no hamburger at that time, huh? So we eat, yes.
Wedding?
Wedding, what? Make party? Wedding party? There used to be wedding party, but different maybe parties. But as long as it's halal, not haram, huh? What else? Urf?
Language.
Shall we speak English? Well, it's urf here to speak English and Spanish and Portuguese, whatever. Like Tariq knows 5 languages now, mashallah. So urf, no language. What else? You ride a car? Why? It's haram. You are not supposed to ride a car because Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't ride a car. So you are not supposed to ride a car. Whoever tells you like this is a crazy, crazy mind. No, we have to ride a car. But we have to use it halal, huh? Don't take a girlfriend with you in the car and say, wallahi, since the car is halal, I can take a girlfriend with me. No, that is totally haram.
Radios, TVs,
Radio, TV. There were no radios, no TVs, nothing. Internet. Urf is plain. Shall you communicate through the internet, boyfriend and girlfriend, and use all the sexy language and love language between each other? I know people are doing. I know people are doing it. We have caught a good number, and we have to teach them not to do this. Everything is halal and haram. It's the urf against Islam is not acceptable. If the urf is within the teaching of Islam, we accept it. Let me make it once for all. Urf, riding a car, a bicycle, go in the plane, all these are scientific technology, we should use them. Urf in America, first comes, first serve, yes or no? Would you stand in line when you are waiting for the bus? When you go to the bank, would you stand in line? Yes or no? Would you jump and go in the front? Say, I'm better than you, I'm older than you. Get out of here. Urf here, stand in line. You are not to be served first, except you go to grocery store or department store. Don't you stand in line for the cashier? Would you go and zoom around? That's not urf. We accept the urf. Tell them, I'm a Muslim, I'm better than you. I go to Jannah, you go to hell, I should be number one. Allah, they go and take you to jail. So urf is to be accepted. What is it? Istishab. Istishab. What is istishab? Yeah, changing. That is what Shafi'i did. Changing the rule in Egypt from Egypt to Baghdad. The shara' ma qablana. What is shara' ma qablana? What is shara' ma qablana? I didn't write the definition. I wrote the meaning, the application. Shara' ma qablana. You know shara'? Well, we talk about shara' at the beginning. What is shara? Rules and regulations for those who were before us. Either if it is not against the teaching of Islam, we accept it. If it is if it is within the teaching of Islam, we accept it. If not, we refuse it. Shara ma qablana means Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam. Now the other, sahabi mazhab. Sahabi, one of the sahabi. He said something or he did something. If it is within the teaching of Islam, we accept it. If it is not, why should we accept it? You follow me? Suppose he did whatever he did. Any of the Sahaba, there were 120,000 Sahabi. You know the farewell khutbah Hajj? How many was in the Hajj Wada? It's only first and the only Hajj he did it, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did it once in life. And it was called Hajjatul Wada, final, farewell. Did you compare the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Wida' Hajjat al-Wada' with the farewell speech of George Washington? What? George Washington had farewell speech, yes. George Washington got fed up with the Americans and he made a farewell speech. You know, he did not write it. Mr. Madison and another fellow were fighting who should write the farewell speech of George Washington. 14 pages. And you know, it's summarized into 3 points or 4 points. No more entangling ourselves with foreign policy. You know why? Because his ambassador was kicked out in France and kicked out to America. He said, no more entangling ourselves as American with foreign policy. Is America doing the same? Hurry up. America is trying to entangle itself with every foreign country and to control it, unfortunately. Number two, he said, we should be proud as Americans. Are you proud being American or you are proud as Muslims? Number three, he said, we should make more business and make more money. Is this our life in life, to make more money? No. Exploitation means capitalism, means exploitation. Make more money and control the destiny of everybody. No way. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a farewell speech in the farewell khutbah, and he said, all of us are equal. He didn't say, we Arabs are better. He said, no Arab is better than non-Arab. And he said, woman. He said about women's rights, one third of his speech was about the rights of women. I have the farewell khutbah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you read it, it's 1.5 pages. And you see one third of it about the right of women everywhere in the world. And Muslim girls and Muslim sisters, you should be proud and go and read the farewell speech of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the khutbah al-wida and see how beautiful that for everybody. How many were hearing his speech? More than 124,000 people. I asked my teacher when I was young like you, I said, teacher, he said, what? I said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 124,000 people in Arafah, and he was talking to them, he had no microphone. How did they hear him? Is it true or not? It's surprisingly. Can you talk to 124,000 without mic? Yes or no, you? Anybody of you can talk? Dr. Marwat, can you talk to 124,000 with your voice? I know your voice is loud, much louder than me, but you cannot. You know what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did? He assigned three of his Sahaba. Each one, he said, you stand on your camel. Whatever you hear me, repeat. Then he will repeat, then the other will repeat, so as everybody will. Three times, huh? See how nice? He made an effort for everybody. You know what Dr. Marwat did when Tariq was praying Zuhr? Tariq, ya haram, was shy. He said, Allahu Akbar. The sister didn't hear him. Sami'a Allah liman hamidah. He was afraid. No. Then Dr. Marwat was very sympathetic on Tariq and started Dr. Marwat raising his voice so his, you sisters in the back will hear it. Is it true or not? You see? Don't worry. Now you learn the lesson. Now the Sharia, therefore, see what we have done.